questioning your ability to become a project manager? Or are you already a project manager and questioning your ability? What's stopping you? Let me guess. Fear of making mistakes, not knowing everything. What if starting before you are ready is the true key to success? In today's episode, we will talk about building confidence, trusting the process, and most of all, leading with resilience. Point number one, building resilience against criticism. Again, building resilience against criticism. You know, negative feedback can discourage new PMs, and it starts affecting their performance. I've watched it time and time again. And the reason why this is important is because criticism is one of those things that if you do not handle it correctly, it can really attack and make you second guess and doubt your confidence. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember when, even to this day, I still remember this, is when I was leading a project and I was asking a lot of, you know, information from one of our stakeholders, as well as another project team resource. Well, they got together, had a conversation, was like, man, this project manager is demanding and et cetera, et cetera. And they sent an email two levels above my manager about how I was, they were basically criticizing me about how aggressive I was of requiring things. But see, what they failed to understand and not even realize is that that information or that request to be aggressive, to make sure we finish on time, finish in within scope, finish with good quality, and of course, finish within a budget. They didn't understand all those aspects. And I got that email from this individual because what happened was the leader actually hit reply all, added me to the email. And when I seen it, I was shocked because these two resources, I had one-on-one conversations with them. I had conversations with them in a group form as well. And I never sensed that they had that type of approach towards me. So I want to advise you and let you know, I don't care how high or low you are with right now in your career, you will receive criticism. But the key, and I do mean the key point here, is how you build resilience from that. And that's trusting in yourself. That's listening to these type of episodes. That's really taking more of an active approach to your career by getting better. Here's my actionable tips. Separate personal feelings from professional feedback. Use criticism to identify blind spots and strengthen your leadership abilities. Point number two, acknowledge that you don't know everything. See, a lot of PMs, they feel pressure to have all of the answers, to know what right questions to ask or questions not to ask. Let me explain why this is important. Trying to appear as all-knowing can damage your credibility. Here's my actionable tip. Be honest about what you don't know and have the courage, and I use the word courage very strong, to leverage your team expertise and seek guidance when needed. Point number three, believing in your ability to lead. Again, believing in your ability to lead. New PMs often doubt their capability to lead projects due to lack of experience. Why is this important? Self-doubt can erode confidence and prevent effective leadership in impacting team morale. Family is so important that you focus on having the ability to say, they hired me for this role. And again, going back to point number two, I don't know anything. However, I am willing to learn what I don't know, and I'll make sure that I'll even look back on my past experiences, see what I can extract from that to be successful. Actionable tip, reflect on past achievements and transferable skills. Remind yourself, leadership is learned through action. Say it with me, action. And number two, set small, achievable goals to build this confidence. See, confidence is a step-by-step approach. It's not a, oh, I'm confident now. Even seasoned project managers like myself, we still have to continue to build our confidence. We still have to go through the process. See, most people won't share this with you. They'll just tell you, yeah, you know, I've led, you know, multi-million dollar projects, so I have the confidence to lead it. No, yeah, you do, but then that's the conjunction, but meaning that you still are, you know, taking on a new project and a new, what makes it a project is it's new. So you don't have all the pieces. You may have a framework of the pieces, but you're going to run into roadblocks that you didn't prepare for, that basically more or less you didn't plan for. Hey, family, just a FYI, just want to let you know, I got the 8 Secrets of Real World Success. This is the ebook. of 8 actionable strategies to succeed as a project manager. I want to give it to you guys for free. So there's a link. So click on it, take advantage of it, because eventually I will be pulling it down and actually publishing it to Amazon. And I hope you purchase the book as well while you're there. Pick up the Magnetic Project Manager book as well. And then also I put together 8 AI prompts for you just around project artifacts, you know, like the charter, scope statement, and things of that nature. These are so valuable. I wish I had these when I was first starting off in my career as a project manager. Point number 4, start before you feel ready. Start ugly. See, this was inspired by a book called Start Ugly. The author is Chris K. I say K because I don't know the rest of his last name. And if I'm being transparent, just out of saying. So again, Start Ugly, excellent read. I recommend that book. Reread the book today before I actually filmed. So waiting for a perfect moment or for complete knowledge can delay progress. And P.S. family, for full transparency, I am still working through this myself. You see, a lot of times I want things to be perfect. If, for example, the Magnetic Project community that I've been telling you guys about, I wanted it to be perfect. And you know what? We're not even going to do that. So Monday, this is a formal announcement on the, I think that's the 20th, January 20th. We will be posting it. We will be going live, providing access to it, and we're going to start ugly. And I look forward to your feedback, your criticism, whatever you have, because my goal is to serve you and to allow you to get prepared for this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. So again, why is this important? Perfectionism can cause procrastination, leading to missed opportunities. Here's my actionable tip. Start with the knowledge and tools you have, and then take action, learn through experience, and then continually to refine your approach as you go. Point number 5, trusting the process. Again, trusting the process. New PMs may feel overwhelmed by the complex processes, frameworks, and methodologies. I get it. I remember when I started in this, there was like, okay, well, we're going to use EVM and we're going to use a Microsoft project, and we're going to take Microsoft project and push it into another bigger tool. And I was just like, you know, the phrase, like a deer caught in headlights. I was that example. And I promised myself, if I ever got an opportunity to be a authority, or I should say a leader in this space, I was going to give back and let PMs know, especially new PMs, because this stops a lot of new PMs from moving forward and getting into this career called project management, because they get that first taste of the complexities of processes and methodologies. This is important because doubting structure processes can lead to cutting corners and skipping vital steps. Here's my actionable tip. Follow established project management frameworks like the PMBOK. Look at the Agile mindset. Look at the Scrum framework. Look at other frameworks and methodologies so you can get yourself familiar. But your keys, if your key point, if you're leading more what we call a predictive or waterfall type approach, PMBOK is your standard guide. PMBOK, Project Management Body of Knowledge. Pick that book up. Start looking over things. Don't try to master everything and try to, you know, re-re-read. You need to get at a very high level first of understanding what is in the PMBOK, and then tailor your approach to whatever project you are leading by using that as a reference guide and not as a, I'm going to read this book from cover to end. And I promise you, you won't probably remember some of the things in there because you're not taking time. Oh, this is getting good, to refine your approach to leading projects. And the next actionable tip, trust that each process steps adds value and reduces risk. Adapt when necessary, tailor when necessary, but you must respect the process. Point number 6, overlooking project documentation. Message, anytime I say message, this is one of those points you want to pay attention to. If you're driving, please keep your hands in a good driving position and keep your eyes on the road. However, if you're not, if you're sitting and you're stable and without any distractions, this is a point you want to pay attention to. If you followed me long enough, you know the motto here. Documentation beats conversation. Again, documentation beats conversation. So neglecting to document decisions and processes can create confusion. Why is it even important? Documentation ensures continuity, expectations, and accountability. Here's my actionable tip. Keep detailed records of meetings, decisions, and changes in a shared protected repository. Use templates for consistency. Point number seven, difficulty delegating tasks. New PMs may feel they need to manage everything themselves. I'm talking about myself, because when I got into this thing called project management, I just like, yeah, I got to manage everything. I got to control everything. I got to make sure that, you know, that this person, no. This is important, because when you start micromanaging, you not only do you lead to burnout, your team leads to burnout, and it limits the team's efficiency. They were hired. They're professionals. You need to hold them accountable. And this is why, going back to point number six, documenting is going to be important, because if they're not doing what they said they were going to do, if they're not doing with the commitment that they made, you need to escalate with the proposed solution that you've already implemented. Here's my actionable tip. Identify team members' strengths and assign them appropriate tasks. Trust your team and provide clear instructions and deadlines. Point number eight, lack of decision-making can erode confidence. Again, lack of decision-making can erode confidence. This is what I see time and time again by new PMs. The fear of making the wrong decision. Again, I'll say this again. The fear of making the wrong decision. You see, when you have the fear of making wrong decision, you cause delays. I love what Colin Powell said. He said, don't wait until you have all the information. When you have about 40 to about 70% of information, you might want to do something what we call going with the gut. Others call that intuition, and move forward with the decision. You can always course correct. Why is this important? Indecisiveness slows progress and undermines the team's confidence. Here's my actionable tip. Gather necessary data, consult with the team, make timely decisions, and reflect on outcomes to improve your decision-making process. Family, again, just as a reminder, I got that 8 Secrets of Real World Success ebook in there. It will be up for a limited time. Also, I put together those 8 AI prompts to assist you around project artifacts so you can start your journey. Here's my 3 transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way. First one, building resilience against criticism. Criticism, as we discussed, is one of those things that's going to happen when you get into this career called project management. But it's how you deal with it, and how you deal with it, which is my actionable tip. Separate personal feelings from professional feedback. Use criticism to identify blind spots and strengthen leadership ability. Number two, lack of decision-making confidence. I gave you the quote regarding Colin Powell, but we have to understand indecisiveness slows progress and undermines the ability. And again, if you didn't catch that Colin Powell quote, don't wait until you have all the information. When you have about 40 to about 70% of the information, you need to go with your gut. Here's my actionable tip. Gather necessary data, consult with the team, and make timely decisions, and reflect on those outcomes to improve your decision-making process. And number three, my favorite, starting before you feel ready. Perfectionism can cause procrastination and leading to missed opportunities. So I'm not going to tell you what is better for me to show you than to tell you, even though I'm doing both. So again, as a reminder, on January 20th, you want to look for a link and connect with me, because we will be launching the Magnetic Project Manager. We're going to launch it ugly, as we talked about earlier, and we will build and grow. So I hope you come and join me on this journey, because it will be a journey. My goal here is to set you up for success, to provide you that mentoring, that coaching, and to really build a community of like-minded individuals, because it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about you. So we're going to need people in there who are really about really either making the transition into project management, or are already project managers, so we can support the community. So if you're one of those people, which I believe you are, come and join me on this journey. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent people, that just simply means Ed.